Yeah, hello. You there? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Now it is what it is. It's part of what Tanya is. Today's Tanya is that we're going to see that it is what it is. Continuing on the discussion of yesterday, the Alter Rebbe said something that is absolutely vitally important in general in Yiddishkeit, and when it comes to tshuva, is that there's no such thing as I just did it already. You know, you did it once, you promised, and you didn't carry through. Yes, or everybody feels if someone promised them something and they don't come through, then they don't do. Then it doesn't. Then that's it. It's too bad. You worked your word, and that's it. Not so when it comes to tshuva. When it comes to tshuva, that it doesn't make a difference. Even if you have said it and you have transgressed again, you still have to go back to Shimon Esrei and say Selach Lanu. Why? Because we're talking about an infinite entity. We're talking about an entity that takes every single thing and then many times, infinitely more ways a person has, let's say, he has his tolerance or whatever. He's a limited person. So you can promise me once, twice, he says, four times, after the fifth time, that's it, I'm done. I don't believe it anymore. I don't believe you anymore. Because as a limited person, but God's infinite. So it doesn't, any time you promise, you go ahead and do it. Start doing it. So you see how, you know, that, so there's no such thing as he just never stops. Never stops. He doesn't have like a limitation. It's like, okay, you did three times, you're done. Very important. But even after that, he says, it's always dochus v'nichnas, you can always back, you can always break into the door, there's always a time to get in. Never say it's too late. Their concept of too late doesn't exist in Judaism. So that's how he gets to today. So that was finishing. That was finished off yesterday. Today says the master cause of the chatosi negdi tamid. What are you going to do with this pasuk? The pasuk says that my sin is going to be with me all the time. So what tshuva? What are you telling me to do tshuva? If it tells me the chatosi that the sin is always going to be there all the time, it, this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. He speaks about his own sin. And he says, my sin's with me all the time. Then what is the tshuva going to do? When is this tshuva? You're always going to have chatosi negdi tamid. So he says a very fundamental point. Ein ha-mechuvin liyis tamid osu v'nivzeh chas v'sholem. It doesn't mean, the point of this passage is not to make you and keep you in a depressed, mustard type of horrible state. You're no good, you know it's bad, and you have screwed up, and you'll never have, and you never have a chance. No, on the contrary, it says, act clearly, be happy. You have to always be around simcha and happiness and yourself and around you. So that it obviously is not here just chatosi negdi tamid to make you down and keep you in a low level. The ruach nediva tisnicheni and a spirit of giving should uphold me. And also because he always have to. What is it? Tshuva tatar is a ziva sachet, basically. Most of tshuva tatar, the lower level of tshuva, is that I'm not going to do it again. I've done it, I'm not doing it again. But then right away you go into the happy, into connecting, in the positive things. So since you're going to be that, the whole time you're supposed to be focusing on a connection, not on chatosi negdi tamid, not on the fact that the sin is there in me. So you always say, ah, it still has me. Whoa, it's, you know, I can't get over it. So he says, and just ela negdi daiker. He says you have to look at the words better. Not it says the chatosi negdi tamid, that my sins are before me. But he says negdi doesn't say, that's not a way I should say. It means more like somebody who's staying opposite from you. Across you, and they should be around and count a compass surrounding the base of the Ayomoid, not right on the door. And what does Rashi say? It's Merachak, from far. has to be a certain, has to be far away. There's got to be a threat. Can it have it right in the face? So when the Torah tells you v'chatosi net b'samid, my sins are in front and before me, it doesn't mean before you, right in front of you. It means from far, but you should be able, you should see it, but from far. What does that mean? Either you're going to see it, or it should be far away. Make up your mind, either it has nothing to do with me, or it has to do with me and it's a part of my life. Amazing concept. The chet is there just as a tool that a person doesn't get arrogant and say, listen, I also fell, and I could also fall, or I have fell. And shafar ruach b'fnei kol adam, like he explained a while back in the previous part of Tanya, that a person should judge him, to be able to judge better other people. This is a tool of how to function in a humble state, not in a low state, a humble state. Don't be so arrogant. People can fall. And also, I have fall, you have fall, everybody fell. And therefore, and even if you did children, it could happen again. Or it's around you. That's what David HaMelech is saying. It doesn't mean that you're always broken down and it doesn't let you function. Then it doesn't get to the main part of the Yiddishkeit. The whole point of Yiddishkeit is to have love, you know, to have simcha and to be positive. So if this is, you know, always think about the fact that I have ches and therefore I'm not going to go anywhere, that's not going to be, you're not going to accomplish anything. So he's saying that it's only there as a tool that when a person gets arrogant or when a person starts feeling that he's going to judge his fellow. And then before you judge somebody else, before you're about to open your mouth and say about the other guy, why is he this, why is he that, you look at yourself. They say, what do you mean? What have you? Look at the things you have done in your life. So that's what it is. It's not there to knock the person down. It's there to keep us in check. Because your ear is the current bane enos. But he's going to have it in front of his eyes. The chota neged Hashem. It's got to be clear. He sees it clearly, what he has done. Then the adagabu. Then on the contrary, it says, this already he moves into a whole new way of looking. That first one was that there is a chet, and that there is something that needs to be fixed, and you fix it. Then the Shuvira, you're going higher. Then he says, it comes back and he says the fact that David HaMelech says, that always is in front of me, so therefore you always have to feel down. No, that's not what it means. It says negdi means merachus from far. It's there only as a tool, as a way to keep you humble. But now he says that not only is it there to keep you humble, he's taking it to the polar extreme. Now he's saying it's here for simcha. And the reason why that the Chatosi Negdi Summit is there to actually increase the level of positive energy that a person has in his life. How is reminding yourself that you've messed up, that is going to be a place where there's going to be extra, more energy. So, all the occurrences, anything that's going to happen in life that comes, that's going to be thrown our way, bein min ha-shamayim, bein min ha-bi'is, if it's something that came from God, or something that came from man, not to say that man has a way of creating himself, it's just things, the certain situations that happen, that you're like, I don't know how that happened to me. Or there's something, I don't know how that guy did it. So what you're referring to, are you referring it to up or to down? The Dibra, the Maisa, with speaking or with action, So he goes, the Zohi Eitzel Tevel and not the Makas Mekomim Tevel. That over here, on the contrary, that when a person looks at his life and he says, sees something going on, he says at the time, he says, oh, this is here to help me out. This is not here to actually, I have done something wrong, and I have, and now it's to pay it up, to make sure that it's over. And now it's over, and this thing has to go past, and then I'm going to go back, and then you're back connected. This is like Dalai Lama said in the early part of Tanya, that in, depending on the type of chet, there is going to be some kind of punishment, so to speak, that transforms, that follows through, that actually comes here to cleanse the person. But the Rebbe has a very deep explanation. Yeah, the Rebbe says, where does this come? Where does this come into telling over here? Here, like he says, v'hanaravim ve'ena aruvim. The Gemara says, the people who are humiliated, and the ena aruvim, and they don't humiliate back. The Gemara is dealing with saying this, realizing that there's a tendency in man that when someone gives you a zinger, someone gives you a shot, someone tells you a sharp line and embarrasses you, you look right away to embarrass back. Like, would you answer back? Would you tell back? What did you do? Yeah, it's called nekama, revenge. And even though it's obviously you're not going to have any revenge. So, but over here, the Gemara is basically saying it's even deeper than that. That somebody who does, who gets embarrassed and he doesn't do, they hear their insults and they do not answer back. Then it says the highest things that happen. The sun changes and the moon, everything, the Gan Eden, everything that can possibly happen, could happen if somebody controls these emotional outbursts that you want to get back to the person who got to you. Whoever explains over here, what is the issue? The issue is, that somebody is doing tshuva, if someone did an avera, and he has already done tshuva, because at this point in time, we're talking about the guy did a definitely tshuva that's on the lower level, and he's already trying to do positive, then why is he getting hurt over here? Why is he being punished? He has an argument. So he goes, and they're humiliating, they don't answer back, means that you have. When someone embarrasses you, the person who embarrassed you, actually, you have something to answer back, legitimately. If you had nothing, then it's no big deal. If the guy embarrasses somebody and there's nothing to answer back, there's no big scar for not answering back. You have nothing to answer back. There's no big deal. The big accomplishment is that you have something. He said that to me. Let me tell you what's about him. Your boss is up. You have something very good to answer back, and you don't. And we conquer our emotion at that time, and we just keep quiet. It says by Chassidim, there's an adage, they don't answer for themselves. What does that mean? If someone tells them off, they don't answer. Why? Either it's true, and therefore they have to do something and fix it, or it's not true, and who cares, the guy said. That's a higher level. That's what he's talking about over here. So you have to that's not what he's saying. Over here is not, you have actually something to answer. He has any answer, you don't answer. You keep quiet. The person himself says, I did a chet. Why am I getting punished? So he has an argument to God. The Ein Aruv, he could answer back. He could legitimately, at least in his analysis, say, I have done this, and I have done this to fix up this past. Why am I getting this? The Ein Aruv, they decide they're not going to answer. They accept what God says. That's what he says. All the great things happen. So the Chatosi Negdi Somid is that when a person sees his chet and something happened, and he's ready to accept any situation that's thrown at him. If people curse, as we learned, we're going to say later on in the Gerach Tzuva, in the Gerach Kedush, where someone was cursing out David HaMelech, and he accepted those curses, saying that it came from God. So he doesn't make a distinction between what happens to him and what happens from God and what happens from man. He looks at it the same way, and he says everything God has a reason, and he doesn't answer back. That is a very so that is the reason why Chatosi makes these summit, not just over here to help you humble a person. It's there to overcome. It's a tool. Not just to humble a person and to make sure that our egos are in check and that we learn how to accept everybody else. More so, it's dear to keep the positive energy going and know how when something gets tough to be able to overcome that and not get offended by it. And over here he says three different levels. There are some people who are humiliated. And they don't answer, they don't do anything. They don't humiliate back. There's shame in Kharpas and Vain and Ashivan. There's those who hear, and they don't say. The first one maybe even says words, but he doesn't embarrass back. Second one, Amish, he doesn't even answer. Doesn't do anything here. They do Eishim Aved. This actually, there is a tremendous amount of love over here. Because they overcame. So that's the right thing in Chos in the Chos. That when a person is able to do this, like he said, this is an Anasso Mekasa Kolmen Ekpeda. It takes away the whole anger thing. Because you always think, there's something there. There's something there. God, I'm sure. I know I did children, but if he's giving me this, it means there's something else that needs to be done. And it's because I didn't realize in my life that these things are sensitive, but this one's also an issue, and it's being taken. Whatever the reason is, he's got a reason. So this takes away the edge of anger, the edge of kpeda, and creates an atmosphere that you can have simcha, real simcha. Real simcha doesn't mean just when you get everything your way. Just like with a kid, just because you give a kid all the time whatever he wants, and he's happy. During that time, it doesn't mean that he's happy. It means the things are making him happy. He's actually a slave to those things. And the contrary, it's worse. Because the second you stop giving, the kid starts crying and screaming out of control. So you didn't really create simcha. Simcha comes when a person has an attitude change. When he's not reliant on anything else. He's more open to opportunity. He's open to everything. And he understands that things are happening for his own good. It's an internal thing. It comes from the inside. Simcha comes from the inside. So this can only happen when they're loved and when they're embarrassed, humiliated, and they don't return, and they don't go back. And if somebody overcomes his own emotions, then Mazidin calls anything that passed over him. Over here he says, interesting, not only says, from God or from man, because it's two different ways. Not just the Gemara itself, when it says, in Halacha, the Rambam also says about this a particular attribute to be able to be humiliated and not respond. He speaks about it only between man and man. He does not talk about it in the uniqueness of man and God. He just sees that a person learns how to control his emotions and not to take people that seriously and be able to go on. And even that is very, very huge move. But over here, the Alter Rebbe says that it's not just the man. It's actually, you look at even the day, but God also, where there's no kind of argument and you actually have a justifiable case. And the Chol Amavel Midashef, and whoever overcomes his own feelings, his feelings of asking God, why, a demand, why I should be this, or how could this happen to him? Mavidin Kol Pshot. All his, it's a very amazing thing. If you have one issue, and you overcome one issue, then you only fix one issue. But to overcome this basic return part, where you return your zinger, so to speak, humiliation, that's the entire system. That's like the essence of the Nevis Bahamas, is arrogant and what I need and what I deserve. And when someone overcomes that basic thing, then he has fixed his entire self. And therefore, Kolbshaw, any issues that he had, he has overcome those. So they pass over him. You know, it's not his anymore. And that's how he says it's all parakirala, that not only that you have to come back every single moment and salach, that you always have to, don't worry, even if you mess up, you go back right away, and it's right away salicha. And at the same time, you have chatosi negdi samid, that it's always in front of you, and it being in front of you is there as 2 points. One is to make sure that we don't offend or we don't hurt, and we look at everybody else in a different light. And B, even more important, it's a positive to add simcha in our lives, where we actually learn to recondition our mind to learn how to accept, and to know that there's a God on this world, and that there's a reason, and I keep quiet, and you don't say it, not in your mind, not in your mouth, and not in your action, because all 3 levels. Because sometimes people just don't do anything about, but they have issues, and they'll talk about it. They're acting religious, but they're not speaking religious. And then there's another group that not only acts religious and speaks religious, they are religious. It's in their mind too. And depending on how much they do that, the Kola Mavim Midarshav, and anybody who overcomes these issues, then he overcame all issues of life. Right? A good Kiddush.
Okay.
Anyway, any questions?
Okay. What's that?
No questions?
Any questions? No questions.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.